I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A Philadelphia judge has reduced bail for a former city cop accused of sexually assaulting women and filming the attacks. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us the FBI is now involved in the investigation.
Prosecutors say they, along with FBI agents, are trying to sort through more than 2,800 videos and 25,000 pictures found on the phones and cameras belonging to Navise Sloan. And they're trying to identify each of the women, hundreds and hundreds of women, they told Judge Benjamin Lerner, some unconscious. Sloan was charged in September with sexual assault and related offenses. And last month, prosecutors added an additional child pornography charge. But Sloan's attorney says the accuser was a willing and consensual participant and says he has text messages to prove it. And he added that he also has a video of the pair shopping for sex toys during the night in question. The judge eventually granted the reduction in bail from $3 million to 10% of $100,000, saying that state law says locking up a defendant before trial should be a last resort. If bail is posted, Sloan will remain on house arrest with electronics and internet activity searched by prosecutors weekly. He has another hearing set for later this month. At the Criminal Justice Center, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.